Today is Thursday, the 18th of December, in the third week of Advent. Giuliano Ravanello sings the hymn Te Joseph Celebrant. As we prepare to pray with Joseph's story of preparation for Jesus, let this music speak to you. Let it help you build a picture of Joseph of Nazareth in your mind.
Palmanque meritus gloria suscipit. Tu vives superis par fruitis Deo. Mira sorte beatio. Nobis summa trias parce precantibus.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
imagine Joseph in this story. His confusion, his disappointment, and then his quiet courage when God's angel speaks to him in a dream. When have you faced a time of uncertainty that required you to exercise trust? How did you experience God during this time? Joseph listens and then acts. What helps you to hear God's voice? Silence. Prayer. Friends. Scripture. Or something else? Is there a place in your life now where you need to hear God say, "Do not be afraid"? Trust that God is with you in this challenging place. As you listen again, think about how you will spend this week before Christmas, preparing to welcome Jesus more fully into our world.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means, "God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
as you rest in prayer, ask for Joseph's quiet strength, to listen deeply, to trust God's word, and to act with love, to bring Jesus to birth in others. O wisdom,
Lord and ruler,
root of Jesse,
key of David,
rising sun,
king of the nations,
Emmanuel,
come Lord Jesus.